A lot of small businesses are facing new expenses to safeguard employees and customers during the coronavirus pandemic. The Indian Orchard Citizens Council announced this week it has a $20,000 fund available to help struggling businesses in that Springfield neighborhood. The money for the fund donated by Eastman Chemical, which operates a large plant in Indian Orchard. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Paul Caron of the Indian Orchard Business Connections Committee.
The grant is a tremendous gesture on the part of the Eastman Foundation. Now, Eastman, for people that remember, was formerly Solutia, and before that it was Monsanto. So they've had a long-time presence in Indian Orchard, and I think it's to their credit that rather than trying to go it alone, because they've been adversely impacted like every other business in this country, rather than go it alone, they're extending a helping hand. This is part of $1 million that the foundation is giving out to communities that they do business in. And it's intended to help struggling small businesses deal with unanticipated expenses and challenges they have in reopening. So the grant money will go for non-salaried expenses, but to help them deal with unexpected expenses, like a lot of small businesses now have to do these plastic shields or PPEs or hand sanitizers. There's an awful lot of signage and paperwork. So these are expenses that, you know, small restaurants and small retail stores never had to deal with before. And it provides them with a lifeline, a source to help get them back up on their feet and reopen.
What's the process for applying for the funds?
Well, the Indian Orchard Citizens Council will be making applications available. You can go to the Indian Orchard Citizens Council's Facebook page, and we have the application that can be downloaded. The deadline for the first round of grant will be Wednesday, July 15th, and we hope to make the awards 2 weeks later. And if there are remaining funds available, we'll do a second round of grants. But I think it's important to get the word out that there are these grants available, which in many instances may be a lifeline for an awful lot of the small businesses that are dealing with the aftermath of the coronavirus.
Now, what are some of the criteria? Well, who will be making the decision about who gets the money, and what are some of the criteria that'll be used to determine who is awarded funds?
Well, again, I mean, they left it to the Indian Orchard Citizens Council to establish the parameters. It can't go to pay for salaries, but the criteria will be, we ask them, because businesses know what their financial challenges are. And so we ask them in their application to explain how the grant would be used, what sort of purchases they would be making. And we'll be evaluating it. There's a committee of the Business Connections Committee that will be taking a look. And we ask businesses to make an honest assessment of what their financial needs are.